I am joined in the studio by Peggy MacDonald, a Portuguese national married and living in Ireland, who is a final year student in the Acupuncture Foundation in Marina College. You're very welcome, Peggy, and thank you for joining us on Near FM.
Hi, Michael. Thank you.
Peggy, how did you become interested in becoming a practitioner of acupuncture?
Well, growing up, Michael, I always felt inspired about the Asian culture and its discipline and spirituality. I had a longing to be involved in some way with this Asian culture, and it was through acupuncture that I could fulfill this. I visited some acupuncture practitioners for treatments, and it was then when I realised that I wanted to pursue this path as a career, and having experienced the benefits of the treatments.
Yes, yes.
And you know, I can also say that my mother also boosted my desire to become a practitioner, because she was very sceptical about this form of treatment, acupuncture, but she had some treatments carried out for menopause.
Right.
So she used to have hot flushes, and she used to, you know, be moody, and you know, she couldn't really sleep well during the night because of the hot flush. So she carried out a few treatments, and she was really impressed with the results. And then it's also the idea of using our hands and interacting directly with people we are helping, and seeing the relief that they get, which is very rewarding, and it gives a tremendous job satisfaction, I think.
Yes, okay. And Peggy, can you tell our listeners something about acupuncture as a therapy? What is it and how does it work?
Yes, well, acupuncture has been practiced in China for 3,500 years now. It's it is a key component of traditional Chinese medicine, and it involves the stimulation of acupuncture points on the body by inserting very thin needles to give a therapeutic effect. So in traditional Chinese medicine terms, acupuncture, it helps the flow of energy that we call qi in Chinese medicine. So along invisible meridians or pathways in the body to stimulate the body to heal itself.
Yeah.
And in Western medicine, then, we can say that acupuncture works by stimulating the central nervous system to release neurochemicals to dull pain and boost the immune system. So these chemicals will either, you know, they can change the experience of pain, or they will trigger the release of other chemicals and hormones, which influence the body's own internal regulating system. So it's very interesting. These energy channels called meridians are like rivers, really flowing.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, through the body to irrigate and nourish the tissues and the organs. So when there is an obstruction in these channels, it leads to an imbalance in the body, which can cause pain and diseases. We then use the acupuncture needles to unblock the obstructions and re-establish the regular flow of energy through the meridians.
Well, Peggy, it certainly seems to be regarded as very effective in the treatment of even severe pain. What other conditions respond well to acupuncture?
Well, acupuncture is indeed very effective when it comes to severe pain, and while it is often associated with pain control in the hands of a well-trained practitioner, it has much broader applications, I have to say. So the World Health Organization, using different criteria, has recognized acupuncture as an appropriate treatment for more than 50 conditions, we can say, so including certain respiratory, neurological, muscular, urinary, menstrual, and even reproductive disorders.
Yes, okay, thank you. And does a person need a referral letter from a GP or other medical professional in order to make an appointment for treatment, or do practitioners do their own diagnostics and treatment plan?
Well, no, a person seeking acupuncture treatment does not need a referral letter from a GP. Depending on the type of complaint, the person can make an appointment directly with an acupuncture practitioner, and a full diagnostic procedure will be carried out by the practitioner to identify and treat the complaint and to put in place a treatment plan.
Okay, Peggy, thank you. And when a patient calls to your clinic for the first time, can you take us through a typical assessment and treatment scenario?
Sure. So during the first visit, I will firstly be asking about the conditions and symptoms that led the patient to seek acupuncture. So then a thorough discussion of underlying health issues, lifestyle, you know, eating habits, and family medical history will then take place. So while many questions may seem entirely irrelevant to the complaint, so for example, like I can ask about the quality of the bowel movement.
Right, okay.
If the person came in for a back pain, or their psychological state, if they come in for, you know, menstrual problems. So they are very good reasons behind the questions. So it's the person, not only the symptoms and condition, who's been treated.
So it's truly a holistic approach. You're dealing
Absolutely.
With a complete person.
Yes, okay. It is, Michael.
Okay.
And then take the patient's pulse and examine their tongue. So both the pulse and the tongue examination can greatly inform me as to what method of treatment is appropriate.
Okay.
So, when all the information is absorbed and recorded, a diagnosis is made and an appropriate treatment plan is prepared. The patient then can be asked to lie down on their back, front or on the side, depending on where the needles are to be inserted. And then sometimes the needles can be, you know, heated or stimulated with electricity after insertion, depending on the diagnosis and treatment plan.
Okay, so how do you sterilise the needles that you use?
Well, in clinical practice, we use pre-sterilised disposable needles, so there is we know that there is no risk of infection from the treatments.
Okay, and is acupuncture a painful treatment to undergo?
No, it's not really, Michael. No. People experience acupuncture needling differently, of course. So most patients feel only minimal pain as the needles are inserted into the skin, and some feel no pain at all. So once the needles are in place, there is no pain felt, that's for sure. Patients can experience, though, a pleasant tingling sensation around where the needles are inserted, or even a spreading sensation of warmth, which is quite pleasant to feel.
That's okay.
So it's like having, you know, like internal heating pads are being applied to various body parts. To be honest, acupuncture is a comfortable and relaxing experience.
Right.
Yeah, the needles are extremely thin and solid, and they are made from stainless steel, and every needle is disposed of after one use.
Okay, so is acupuncture a standalone therapy, or do you use it in combination with other forms of treatment?
So acupuncture treatments can be given at the same time as other forms of treatment, such as conventional, you know, Western medicine, so osteopathic or chiropractic adjustments. It is important that your, you know, the acupuncturist knows of any other treatment being carried out, so he or she can help you with the most benefit from all the treatments.
Right, okay.
So within acupuncture, needles are not the only form of treatment. So we can use cupping, electroacupuncture, moxibustion or heat lamps even. So they can also be used depending on the complaint and treatment plan.
Right.
And the traditional herbal medicine is often used in conjunction with acupuncture, and there are many studies showing the benefits of combining both treatments.
Okay, so Peggy, about how long is a treatment session, and how many sessions are typically required?
So generally, Michael, the first visit, as I mentioned, can be around 90 minutes in total if a treatment plan is formulated and needles are introduced during this first session. So follow-on sessions then will typically range from 30 to 45 minutes, depending on the treatment plan, really.
Okay.
The number of treatment sessions needed differs from person to person, and that's an important thing to emphasize. For complex or long-standing conditions, I'd say one or two treatments a week for several months may be recommended, and for acute problems then usually fewer visits are required.
Okay, and Peggy, is it expensive to undergo treatment by acupuncture?
Well, prices vary throughout the country, and some acupuncturists specialise in certain treatments, but in general, for a typical session, it would cost in the region of, let's say, 50 to 60 euros.
Yes, okay. Mm. Sort of similar to a typical visit to a GP.
It is indeed, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, Peggy, how do traditional Irish doctors regard acupuncture? And is it now part of mainstream medical treatment that can be covered by standard medical insurance, or does it remain an alternative medicine?
Well, traditional Irish doctors, I believe, have some mixed views in relation to acupuncture.
Right, okay.
There are those, of course, who will recommend to patients to see an acupuncture practitioner, and there are those who will not, unfortunately. I would say that acupuncture...
Yes.
Is now part of a mainstream medical treatment, which is evidenced by the fact that the big insurance companies such as VHI and Laya Healthcare are now covering acupuncture treatment in the same way that they would a GP visit or a physiotherapist visit. This is a treatment to where it stands at present, and I believe over time, traditional Irish doctors currently would not recommend it, would not recommend acupuncture, will recommend it in the future. But just to finish and, you know, to say that obviously each health insurance policy must be reviewed to determine acupuncture benefits. You know.
Yes, okay. So Peggy, I believe that part of your final training involves a period of study in China. Can you tell our listeners something about this?
As part of a joint agreement with the Acupuncture Foundation's partner university, so the prestigious, I have to say, Nanjing University of Chinese Medicine, so all the students of the Acupuncture Foundation of Ireland can take part in a clinical placement in Nanjing. So the Acupuncture Foundation has been working with Nanjing University since 1987 now, and to participate in clinical placements in hospitals across the city of Nanjing in China. So my placement will take place this year in October, so I'm really looking forward to this experience, where I will spend the month in Nanjing, so 4 weeks.
Right, attending. Okay, sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Attending a hospital almost every day, where I will gain, a wealth of experience with all types of conditions. I think it will be an excellent platform for me to bring my acupuncture skills and knowledge to practice in a busy environment, hopefully.
So Peggy, why did you choose the Acupuncture Foundation College in Marino to study?
So the Acupuncture Foundation of Ireland are participating members of the International Chinese Medicine Standards Organization since, 1987. So the teaching staff are some of the best and most experienced available in the Western world.
Right, okay.
Yeah, well, they all come from Nanjing University of Traditional Chinese Medicine. So one of China's top five universities. They are expert clinicians and accomplished lecturers with extensive experience of lecturing in the West. So studying with them has provided me with a strong basis in Chinese medicine theory and acupuncture skills and competencies.
Okay, Peggy, certainly you're learning from the very, very best and the masters. So is there any point that we've missed in this conversation that you would particularly like to highlight yourself?
If there's anything I could, I could say that for anyone that wants to read a little about acupuncture or potentially like to study it, as I am at, currently, it's well worth having a look at the Acupuncture Foundation website, which has a lot of useful information. So it's acupuncturefoundation.com, and it's been a really pleasant and rewarding journey, and I hope to accomplish it at the end of the year and to be able to run my own practice and. And have as I said before, a tremendous job satisfaction by helping people, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, well done. Okay, Peggy, thank you very much for taking the time to share your knowledge of acupuncture with us on Lifeline on Near 90.3 FM. And I look forward to interviewing you again in the not too distant future, especially once you get your qualification and set up your practice in Dublin.
Thank you.
So thank you very much, Peggy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye for now.
Thank